1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Shally Pittman. For years, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has tried to pass a bill that would stop producers of soy, almond, and oat milk from calling it milk. Now state lawmakers are targeting another dairy alternative. Civic Media's Savannah Tomey Olson has more.
Republicans are introducing legislation after finding out what one cafeteria is presenting to pupils.
Representative Novak and I went to a Farm Bureau annual meeting a couple months ago, and one of the dairy farmers there brought in the packets of margarine that their son brought home from school.
That's State Senator Howard Markline. He's one of the sponsors of the Butter in Our Schools Act. It would stop Wisconsin schools from serving margarine in place of butter. It would also ban school cafeteria staff from using margarine instead of butter while they're cooking.
If you're a dairy farmer, that kind of irritates you, you know? And it did. I mean, that was at that meeting that night. There were a lot of people pretty upset about that.
Markline says passing this bill would follow a long tradition of supporting dairy farmers and protecting the butter brand, as he says. For example, under state law, restaurants cannot serve margarine as a substitute for butter unless the customer specifically asks for it. If this bill passes, parents could still request margarine for their child with a doctor's note if needed.
And Wisconsin is turning to a special three-judge system to handle two big court fights over the state's political maps. Each lawsuit will get its own three-judge panel, something lawmakers put into law more than 10 years ago but have never actually used. The panels will decide whether Wisconsin's congressional maps are too partisan or even unconstitutional. Their rulings could affect maps that now give Republicans six of the state's eight seats in Congress. For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. Find more news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Wizards stun the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks losing to the worst team in basketball last night, 129-126 in Washington. This despite the fact that Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. both played in the game, although Scoot, as they call him, had to exit with a back spasm after leading the team with 30 points.
Tying up on an offensive rebound, about 5 minutes left, and I tried to play through it a little bit, but then I tried again on an offensive rebound and just caught it.
Head coach Doc Rivers.
I didn't think we played right most of the night, personally. They had 18 more shots than us.
The Bucks have now lost eight of their last nine. College hoops tonight, Marquette hosts Valparaiso. The Golden Eagles have lost three of their last four. They're at 500 right now with four wins and four losses. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the first-place Chicago Bears on Sunday. The team confirming that defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt suffered a fractured ankle against Detroit, ending his season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-20s here this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with a little light snow, especially after midnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper teens. Tomorrow, a little more light snow in the morning than cloudy with a high in the upper 20s to near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.